All right, Troll Train, first off, Rookie of the Year. You know, I always saw great things in you, and Rookie of the Year, I mean, I think that speaks for itself. I mean, you're just a young, up-and-coming kid figuring his place out in the sport.
Did you always say you always saw things in me?
Yeah, I always saw things in you like this, like winning awards.
From, like, the 11-10 mod days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Did you know you were getting that?
I kind of had an idea early on. Like, people talked about it, but then I kind of forgot about it. Like, I didn't, honestly, it wasn't on my mind at all.
I didn't know either. I was like, oh, look at that. I guess, yeah. So, hey, you got a trophy.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, that's an honor. I mean, I feel like that my name is now in with a lot of other pretty badass riders. So,
hey, tonight's main, looking good really early on. I didn't pick you in fantasy because I couldn't, and I was like, oh, he's like 9th or 10th or something. And then I looked away, watched a couple races, and I looked, and a bunch of guys that were behind you had gotten you. So it was a rough night for you this week.
Yeah, I mean, I did what I could, really. I mean, I had good speed in qualifying, but that was for one lap. But, I mean, I woke up Wednesday morning this week, 103 fever, like, was borderline going to go to the hospital just because, like, I felt that bad. I haven't felt that bad in a long time. And, yeah, I basically laid in bed for, like, 30 hours this week. I didn't train. I didn't ride. And tested negative for COVID. I went and got a test before I hopped on the plane. And that was negative, and I was like, well, I guess we'll give her a go. But, it was kind of bittersweet because with it being the last one, I really wanted to go out hard, you know, and get another top 10. But, like, in that main, you know, and I was in a great position to do so. But I had nothing in the main from about probably lap 6-7 on.
Of course, we're at altitude, which doesn't help either.
Yeah, I just had nothing. So, I mean, still ended up P14, but there's a lot of guys that beat me that, you know, I know. I should have been up there, but it is what it is. I mean, we're healthy. That was the biggest thing is, you know, outdoors is coming. I wanted to get through this one healthy. I feel like we can do some damage outdoors. Pretty excited. And honestly, I've been riding outdoors during the week for about 4 weeks now. Like, I have not done a Supercross moto in 4 weeks.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Like, during the week. Yeah. So that's kind of where my head's been at. But at the same time, it's actually been helping me ride Supercross. So I wasn't too bummed about it. But
A decent track. Hard to pass on, though, right? Hard to make moves on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me was the whoops. Yeah. I mean, those are just brutal. Those are tough, and I was kind of being a pussy in them.
What did Phil have to say about you today?
I mean, he called me a pussy every time I came off the track because of the whoops. Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I qualified 9th in practice. And he's like, dude, you would have been 5th if you would have just tripled the whoops. You're a professional 450 rider. Like, grow some balls.
You're like, hey, Phil, I jumped that 10-foot triple or double or whatever in Atlanta every lap, so.
Yeah. I don't know what it is if, like, short legs. Like, I struggle when the whoops are really cupped out. Like, when they're West Coast style, like, honestly, I feel pretty good in whoops. Like, you know, you were saying that early on, but when they're cupped like this, I'm terrible. I am absolutely terrible. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Joel. We'll see you at the first round outdoors.
Yep, let's go.